It is a story that dates back to World War I, and there are new developments this morning. WTOP has been telling you today that 19 World War I era munitions were found this week on the American University campus. AU was used by the government as a chemical weapons testing and disposal site during the First World War. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has been reporting on this story this morning. Neil is joining us live in the studio. Neil, exactly what was found at AU?
Mark, the Army Corps of Engineers tells me that 19 75-millimeter projectiles were found in a fenced-off area, a construction zone. Two of the projectiles were considered concerning because they had fluid in them. Of course, after a century underground, it could have been rainwater or it could have been one of the chemical agents that were used when the AU experiment station was being used for testing and disposal until 1919. The two concerning projectiles were packaged and transported to Aberdeen Proving Grounds, where they'll be able to use X-rays and other technology to determine what the fluid is without even having to open the projectile.
Now, this isn't the first time we've had something like this in our area. The cleanup in the Spring Valley neighborhood has been going on for quite some time.
Right. It's been going on for decades. After the war, Spring Valley was fully developed, had some of the most expensive homes in the district. But in 1993, the first World War I munitions were uncovered in Spring Valley. And for years, the focus was on one home at 4825 Glenbrook Road. I recall at the time it was labeled the mother of all toxic dumps. Since then, the Army Corps knocked down the house and spent until 2021 painstakingly recovering 556 munition items and removing 7,500 tons of contaminated soil.
Now, a couple of years ago, you reported on the connection between the cleanup at AU and a World War I shell that was found across town in Fort Totten.
Right. So back in 2022, when the National Park Service found a shell in Fort Totten, the Army Corps told us that it had all the hallmarks of the munitions that were tested and dumped at AU. And as they checked their records, they learned that some soil from AU had been brought to Fort Totten when Metro was being built. And that investigation continues today to determine whether remnants of munitions and contaminated soil from Spring Valley are now in Fort Totten.